has a forever promise for you. That in God, for you, there is something eternal through Jesus. Of course, the root of this promise we have, as I was telling the children, comes from King David. And the promises God made to King David. Again, King David is this warrior king. He lived in a time where enemies were just miles, if not tens of miles, away. And they fought constantly. I mean, his history, if you read his history, is largely a history of war, most of which he won. So David, in his time, saw a lot of people die. He saw kings and kingdoms fall. And it was a time of where life was impermanent, where it was short, it was uncertain. People lived and died quickly. David was rather remarkable in that regard, in that he had like a 30-some-year reign, which was long in those days. Maybe he lived to his 50s, which would have been long or older in those days. Well, of course, today it's different. You know, we die in our 50s, and we feel like we got shortchanged, most of us anyway, that it isn't the kind of length that we hope for in our day. We're remarkably long-lived people with health care and all the rest of that that we have. And we don't have enemies miles, if not tens of miles away. We have enemies, but they're largely across these big oceans, and only once in a while they seem to be able to get to us. We live in peace, mostly. Mostly we live in peace. We can sit down at lunch today and not worry that some soldiers from a neighboring group just miles away is going to show up and threaten our lives. But I still think this promise of forever is really important to us. We still fight things like feeling insignificant, even though our lives might be longer. You know, I think part of that is that we just have this sense of scale now that dwarfs us. We're one of billions of people, and we know it. Hard to get your head around that. And they just found out these last couple weeks, they just published, that our galaxy is now 10 times, our universe has 10 times as many galaxies in it as they previously thought. I don't know how you begin to wrap your mind around such things, but it kind of leaves us feeling small, insignificant. And we live in a time of change, of great change. The pace of change keeps increasing. And what drives that a lot is technology, of course. And it's not just, you know, smartphones, which are these amazing communication computer, everything that can get you information across the world, talk to anybody across the world. Crazy where that's all changing. But we can see on the horizon more changes coming. Something like driverless cars. We, this country, has a love affair with our cars, our vehicles, and driving. We're going to have driverless cars. What does that mean? How's that going to impact what we do, what we don't do, what our jobs are and aren't? I don't know. You know, this last week, we heard that Stephen Hawking, one of the smartest people in the world, said he is so concerned about where artificial intelligence is going that he is creating a think tank to keep us from the dangers of it taking over, of it turning against us. That's a pretty serious sort of thing. Where are we going with all this stuff? And we haven't got to things like bioengineering that technology can drive. Where is that going to be? Can we do designer babies? I mean, it's like, whoa, change is coming. In fact, they say our younger generations, the 30s and younger, have seen so much change and are so used to change, they don't expect to have a job very long, they don't expect to live anywhere very long, that it's hard for them even to have commitments because they're so used to change. Why would you do that? It's going to be different here in a little bit. What a time of change. It doesn't feel very permanent. It's moving under our feet. And yeah, we live longer, but I'll tell you what, time is still not easy, is it? It still moves pretty quick. I love that line from the hymn we sang, "Time like an ever-flowing stream soon bears us all away." It's been in my back of my head always because it doesn't, you know, most of the time I don't think about time. I don't dwell on it, but, you know, minutes turn to hours pretty quick, don't they? Hours turn to days and days to weeks and months. And once in a while it hits us. You know, it's like 2 months to Christmas. You know, it's like, whoa, this year's going away, isn't it? And it kind of hits us that time moves fast. Other times we can feel pressure around time, can't we? That we have deadlines, we've got to get it done, or there's so much more we want to do, we can feel so anxious, almost desperate to grab after time, to do something with time. So in this world, where you feel insignificant, where it goes so very quickly, where it doesn't feel very permanent with all the change around us, comes this word of forever. Through David, first. Came through David. And through David, it said, it descended on the throne forever. That's a hard thing to wrap your hand around. And for a while, it worked on this earth for Israel. It did. It worked. David had a son, of course, Solomon, who ruled, who had a son. And that dynasty went for 400 years. In the scheme of dynasties in this world, that's got to be one of the longest ever dynasties to rule. But it did break down, and they had questions. It is hard to get around forever. There's all kinds of trips in this world around forever. In fact, this world doesn't have much forever going on. We can see that it all changes. So how does it work out? Imagine they thought of things like the story of Abraham and Sarah. If you think of the story of Abraham and Sarah, remember God gave them a promise of a son. It didn't work out very well. They got older and older and past the age of having children, getting really old, and they still don't have this son. God, are you ever going to do this promise for? So the people of Israel hoped that God, somehow this forever promise needs to be there. You know, I think we as Christians don't often realize how important it was back in the day, before Jesus, before this time. We just pick up forever with Jesus and run. But that thing of David was huge, and we heard how the angel tells Mary that this is it. This forever promise I have for you is fulfilled in Jesus. There's going to be a good rule under Jesus. It's going to happen. You know, you open your Bible, the very first chapter and first verse of your New Testament, Matthew 1:1, and you read, Jesus is the Messiah, the son of David. Wants you to know it pretty quick, doesn't it? And you turn to the very last chapter of your Bibles, the end of Revelation, the last chapter, and what do you read in the last chapter of Revelation? That Jesus, the Lamb on the throne now, is going to rule forever and ever. That this rule that God has for us, that's to be forever, it's not just like a side issue. It is a center thing that is supposed to bring us relief, give us hope, change our lives. It's you know, one of the ways Jesus talked about it, the main way he talked about it, was eternal life. Eternal life is life under this rule of God. It's not something you get when you die and go to heaven. It's something you have now. You are under the rule of God right now. This eternal life is yours. We're fed of it up here. We're baptized into it. We hear about it in all our hymns and songs, that we have this promise. So people of God, this week, some point, you're going to find yourself anxious again, maybe even desperate to grab after time because you have all these things to do, because all these things are pressing in on you. The time seems so darn short. You're not short of time. You are not short of time. You have forever, through David, to Jesus, to you. And this week, you're going to see change happening around you. You're going to worry about where it's going, not technologically, politically, wherever you're falling on that scale. And some of these things we know might not be good. We get that. But there can be some peace, even in this world that's churning along, to know I have this forever rule of God, and nothing and nobody can take that away. From David, a promise of God, fulfilled in Jesus, who was raised to rule forever, to you and me, it's forever, eternal, it's ours.